Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader with many of you seeing two of the most dynamic young quarterbacks in the game, airing it out with Mahomes and the Chiefs. Welcome Watson and the Texans to Arrowhead, followed by the Cowboys visiting the Jets at MetLife. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you focused for football on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. On CBS, our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Listen to this. It's unbelievable. You can save a bunch of money. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com like Carver High did, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. It's time for another exciting edition of Fantasy Blowout with Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com, CBS HQ, and, of course, CBS Sports Radio every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, Eye on Fantasy. Everybody loves Jamie, and I'm guessing he's doing all right. Canes score late with 2.5 left. They'll go up 16-9 on Virginia, and they'll kick the extra point and see if they can go up 8, and then Virginia will have one last chance to try to tie it if they can score and go for 2, but their quarterback sucks, so that's probably not going to happen. Jamie, how you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, congrats. You're going to win one.
Screw you, Jamie. I still think I think the Canes suck.
It's a good night for you. You guys going to win.
You know, I got to tell you, they walk around, like, with all their bling and gold chains and their tight uniforms and their, you know, they dress like they're NFL players and they all have this swag and all this other nonsense going. But when they play football, they look like they're Eastern Michigan. Like, they really, they're terrible.
You could have used Central Michigan as the
I did. I used Central Michigan earlier, so I went to the Eastern Michigan example in the second half here. But they are very braggadocious for a team that sucks. Like, they have nothing. They couldn't beat a good team if they tried.
Well, they nearly did in week one.
And that didn't happen either.
That's true. Very true.
Here we go. We take your calls. Jamie's doing great. Carver High, you doing great?
I'm doing very well tonight.
B-Mac, are you doing great? I got to know because people ask how we're doing all the time. We don't need all that. I just want to get it out of the way early here.
We're all doing phenomenal.
You're doing great? All right, so I'm doing great. So now that we're all doing great, you don't have to ask us how we're doing. Just talk to Jamie about your fantasy problems. Here we go, as usual. Trey kicks it off in New York.
Full PPR, Tyler Eifert or Noah Fant, and then the other one is Mark Andrews or T.J. Hockenson. Thank you.
It's amazing to me how Trey cracks the code and he's first every week.
Right.
I'd go Andrews over Hockenson. The latter one's a little bit tougher. I'd see if you can find Jeff Flynn. I think he's a little bit of a safer play. Just effort so touchdown dependent, and, you know, Fant is just not getting the targets. I think without James O'Shaughnessy in there for the Jaguars, you're going to see Minshew lean on Swaim a little bit more. So I might even drop one of those two guys and pick up Swaim.
All right, let's. What do you want me to do here? Do you want me to try him on again or something, or do you want to keep going? All right, they're gonna call him back. The phone sounds like he's in the ocean, underwater, like capsized in a boat. By the way, Sanchez no hitter broke up with 2 outs in the 8th. I thought the guy pitched a hell of a game. Doolittle's on now. And I thought Sanchez pitched incredible. And I frankly wanted to see him get the no-no because I thought the game was boring. I mean, the game was just perfect for him, 2-0, but it was so boring. I was falling asleep watching it. And I was actually rooting for the guy to get the no-hitter. It would have made it better, I think. Brandon in Pennsylvania, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
PPR, Alshon Jeffrey or Marvin Jones Jr.? It's a close one, but I'd give probably a slight nod to Marvin Jones. I just think Jeffrey is going to, you know, struggle against Xavier Rhodes in that Viking secondary, and it's just not a good spot for the Eagles. So I think Jones against the Packers is a little bit safer.
All right, there you go. Have a good weekend. Dave in Wisconsin.
Hey, my corn, Fred, white slow boys beat your Canes the last 2 years, boy. Just remember that.
Which team? Which team?
Last 2 years of the bowl games, man. We took care of your NFL roster down there in Miami.
Yeah, they spanked them.
Yeah. And then that's what you get, the slow white boys from Wisconsin. Hey, Mixon versus Gordon later.
Was there like a point to all that? Did he ask him a fantasy question?
He he has Joe Mixon versus Melvin Gordon.
All right.
I give a slight nod to Melvin Gordon. Just the offensive line is a disaster for Cincinnati right now. And, you know, the one thing with the Ravens defense, they're not the same as they have been in years past, but their run defense when Brandon Williams is in there is still pretty good. So Melvin Gordon getting an uptick in playing time, and that's the expectation. So I'd probably go with him against the Steelers.
855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Call now to talk to Jamie Eisenberg about your crappy fantasy lineup. Mike in Louisiana.
Hey, bud. So I have a question. It's a four-point PPR, two running backs, one flex. Do I start Le'Veon Bell, Leonard Fournette, Malcolm Brown, or Carlos Hyde?
I'd go with the first two, Fournette and Le'Veon Bell. I just think, you know, with Sam Darnold back, the Jets' offense will look a little bit more confident. And, you know, Fournette's just been so good, you know, so I would stick with those two guys.
There you go, Mike. 855-212-4CBS to get on with Jamie. Steve in Fairfax, Virginia, off the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Jamie. And I'm wondering, should I go with Malcolm Brown or Joe Mixon standard lead?
Yeah, I'd go Malcolm Brown. I think the caller before also asked for a third player. I'd go Malcolm Brown as a third guy, too. But, yeah, Brown over Mixon, I just think, you know, if he's going to get the girly touches or at least the girly playing time, since Todd Gurley's doubtful, you know, he's been playing basically 90% of the snaps. So they'll split it up a little bit with Daryl Henderson. Henderson probably playing on passing downs, but I think Malcolm Brown has the better chance to score. And we've seen that's what Gurley's done pretty successfully the last two games, four touchdowns over that span. So I think it's a better chance for Malcolm Brown to find the end zone.
There you have it. 855-212-4CBS, Cuba in Miami.
Yeah, hi. PPR, I'm wondering, do I start Cortland Sutton or Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, Tyler Boyd just been fantastic. And last week, the first game without John Ross, he had a season high in targets. I think it was 14. He's been averaging 10 targets per game. The weakness of this Ravens team right now is their secondary. So, you know, the one thing I think that the Bengals will have some success, whether it's the entire game or certainly probably garbage time, is you know, Dalton trying to hook up with Boyd. So Boyd's a little bit safer for me.
All right, 855-212-4227. Novell in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call. Go Canes. And I need one in a standard league, Auden Tate, D.D. Westbrook, or Pringle. I need one.
Yeah, I think Pringle's a wild card if Tyreek Hill is inactive, but it sounds as if he's going to play. So I'd probably give a slight nod toward D.D. Westbrook. You know, we'll see if the Jaguars continue to, you know, be creative with their receivers with moving D.J. Chark inside and outside, because if they keep him inside a little bit more, that avoids Marcus Lattimore. But if they keep him outside, I think that's where Lattimore will go. And then Westbrook inside will sort of avoid the tougher coverage. So I think he's a sneaky play in both seasonal and daily league.
Do you think Florida will beat LSU in Death Valley?
I don't. I'm a realistic Gators fan. I think that's just a tough spot going down there in the primetime game. I think they'll cover, but I don't think that they'll win.
6-0 and perfect record and no faith from you. Go figure.
Well, I mean, I'm realistic.
Piker. Brian in Milwaukee.
I will say this. If we win that game, we're in the playoffs.
I think, well, yeah, if you win the game, they might very well do that then. Brian, go ahead. You're on with Jamie.
Hey, Pharrell. My question is, Will Fuller or Marvin Jones?
I was so impressed with Will Fuller last week. You know, I thought he would play well, and he was, you know, beyond my expectations. They've just been missing on some passes down the field all season long, and that Falcons secondary was a disaster, and they took advantage of it. I think they're going to have the chances to do that again. The Chiefs' pass rush is going to be a little bit of a struggle, especially with Chris Jones not playing. And so I think Deshaun Watson's going to go in there and put on a show. So I would stick with Will Fuller.
There you go. Justin in Boise.
Yeah, question. Full-point PPR, flex play, Philip Lindsay or Damian Williams?
I think Lindsay's safer. You know, the touches are certainly a little bit more guaranteed. He's been basically 15-plus touches in every game so far this season, four catches almost every game this season. The one thing that I lean toward with Williams, and I would still play Lindsay, but if you're looking at it from a different perspective, Damian Williams is facing a Texans defense that allows the most receptions to running backs, and we know that he'll play in the passing down situations over LeSean McCoy. So if you have a way to work Williams in some other way, it could be a sneaky play. But I think if you're just talking Lindsay versus Williams, Lindsay's a little safer.
Do you think Manny Diaz is a good coach?
I think it was incomplete. He's not playing with his own players yet, you know, so give him a couple years to get his guys in there. But, you know, he's a great defensive coach. We've seen that over the last couple seasons.
Let's go to Rich in Rochester. You're on with Jamie.
What up, Pharrell?
Hey, dude.
What's up? Hey, Jamie, non-PPR in a CBS league. I have Mark Ingram, Aaron Jones, Nick Chubb, and Ito Smith.
Yeah, three of those things are not like the other. You know, Ito Smith does not belong in the same category as those other guys. If you need two, I would probably bench Nick Chubb just with a little bit of a tougher matchup compared to the other two guys. If you only need one, I'd go Aaron Jones. But if you can get all three of those guys in and just bench Ito Smith, then that's a great situation.
Honestly, Carver, can I just say one thing right here before we go with Jamie again? This quarterback sucks so bad. I can't even watch him play, this Perkins.
He's been awful for Virginia.
He is.
Absolutely awful.
The decision-making, like, he's standing in a pocket, and he sees the guy blitzing from 15 yards away, and he just stands there and lets the guy hit him.
He's having a tough night.
I mean, he just can't make – I got to tell you, the student body, though, looks fantastic, half naked. I mean, they don't even wear clothes to the game. It is just a very impressive effort.
How did you move? Why did you move?
I should have never moved. I would have never left. They fired me and ran me out of town. They told me to take my, my bags, my girlfriend, my condo. They told me to leave the state because I was such a horrible person. And such a, felonious host. And then I was found not guilty of all charges. So at the end of the day, their big plan to get me the FCC failed again. And it was the worst firing ever. And then what's even funnier is I've been on a radio station now for about 10 years since then. How funny is that? The same people that fired me, they're all selling bananas now in Costa Rica, and I'm on the air on the same station. I love it. It's true. I mean, it's true. It's so funny. Anyway, we'll come back with Jamie the second half. All your questions, call 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, Jamie, you say start Matt Ryan, Dak, Famous Jameis, Gardner Minshew, and Aaron Rodgers, Stafford as well. Why Ryan, the way that team's look? They're terrible.
Well, they may be terrible, but he's been a very good fantasy quarterback, so sometimes fantasy and reality don't always mix.
I guess not. I mean, when you watch that team, how long before they fire that coach?
At this rate, probably not too long, but as long as they keep letting Matt Ryan throw the ball, we'll take it.
And how do you... And you're sitting Mayfield. What do you think's happening with him?
The offensive line. I think it's just such a disaster right now that he's got somebody in his face almost on every drop back, and he's locking it on receivers. Probably the want to feature Odell Beckham could be a little bit of a problem. We see that from time to time when you get a premier receiver, you lock in on that guy. But I think he'll get it straightened out other than later. This week's going to be interesting. He's got to get it going, though, this week.
All right, ready for the second half of Calls with Jamie Eisenberg. Check out our show Saturday night on CBS Sports Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern, Eye on Fantasy Football. Here's Nate in Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio with Jamie Eisenberg.
Can I get a spotted cow?
Absolutely. Good call right there. That is a nice effort by you. He might even pour you another one for that effort.
I like that a lot.
There you go. Back up. Back up, right? Pints.
So I got to sit one. I don't know who. Chark, Godwin, Thielen, and Devontae Freeman.
The probably the safe play is to sit Devontae Freeman just because the receivers have been so good. I'm a little concerned about Chark if he's going to stay outside and Lattimore follows him, but it's hard to look at the way that he's played so far and say that there's a downside, a significant downside, given how he's, he should have had a touchdown in every game. He had the one call back against Denver on a penalty, but he's been fantastic. So I think you just stick with him and you bench Freeman.
So, Jamie, I the more that you bring it up and everything, I was thinking of, the odds are that when I finally stop doing this, at some point or another, because I've done it for 35 years, no one ever remembers that, least of all my boss, who's always complaining about when I take my vacations. And then I'm always like, I've never missed a day in like 35 years on the air, but he's worried about when I take off. And then I'm thinking, I was talking to my wife. I'm like, when do you want to move back to Miami? That's what I said to her. I'm like, when do you want to move to Miami and quit doing this? And she's like, whenever you're ready. So you don't think, I mean, you know I'll move back there. You know I'm going to be your neighbor. I'm going to drive you nuts.
Come on down.
I am going to drive you nuts. Your wife is going to have to put up an extra deadbolt on the door. Because she's going to know I'm going to come over and eat all your food and drink all your booze.
You are welcome anytime.
And I'm going to swim in your pool and just lay there covered in oil. Just covered in oil, and just all the women in the building, I'm going to play bridge with them and have relations with them.
Well, I live in a house, so I don't think there's a lot of people.
Well, your neighbors are going to be moving soon. Steve in Wisconsin.
Flex, full PPR, Chark, Schuster, or Landry?
Yeah, I think you just ride the hot hand with DJ Chark. Gardner Minshew to Chark. Who would have thought that this would be one of the best connections in football right now? But here we are, and Minshew mania, you know, DJ Chark, it's working, so stick with it.
What did you do on Yom, Jamie? Do you have like a big party or anything, or is that like a holy day where everybody hides or something?
It's a holy day. We don't hide. We repent our sins. So
is that what it is? It's a day of repentance.
Yes. We don't hide, but we also don't celebrate.
Well, I know
not. At the end of the day,
I know none of my Jewish friends played basketball with me on that day because I needed more bodies at the basketball court, and they all blew me off for the high holy one. Apparently,
everybody has their own routine, so I guess your basketball buddies are observant.
Yeah. Here's me. I went to church. I went to mass, and I don't understand a word the guy says. He's like from Africa, and I can't understand one word he says. And I'm like, I sit there, and I'm like, why did I even come? I'm sitting there, and I'm sinning while I'm sitting there. I'm cussing out the guy for not being able to understand a word he says. I'm like, Jesus, this guy sucks. I'm sitting in the church, and that's what I said. And then God struck me down with like five sin. I got struck by lightning. Edward in L.A.
Can I get a cold sake?
Sake. Shake out.
Come on, shake out.
All right.
Like, is it time for me to give up on Mike Evans? He began to shack points this season so far.
He's been frustrating. You know, I think we're going to find out this weekend after Jameis, you know, brought up trying to get him the ball. You know, just going to be a squeaky wheel game. If Dante Jackson's out for the Panthers, that will help. Evans has had a real bad history against James Bradbury and the Panthers, but I think it's going to be one of those games where they just sort of, you know, feed him some targets and do a little bit more creative things to get him open. So I'd give it one more week. I would also say just be patient because some of these matchups have just been brutal for him. You know, again, Bradbury early the season, Lattimore last week. It's just been tough, but there's going to be some lighter schedule matchups coming up during the rest of the schedule. So just be patient with him.
Hey, Carver Hyde, tell Jamie how long Mike Evans' toenails were in the elevator.
Yeah, he had it going, that's for sure.
Bro, those things.
We saw him in L.A., Jamie.
He had not cut his toenails in 4 years. I mean, they were like it was the scraggly toenail from hell. Like, I looked at him, I almost said something like, bro, what are you doing, man?
And he absolutely looked like he didn't want to be there.
But after a while, doesn't that hurt in your cleats? You got some, like, 5-inch toenails hanging off your toes? Like, I clean those things every week, son. There's nothing worse than skivvy, like, you know, some dude with, like, cack toenails. Is there anything worse? When you have, like, fungus in your toes, you're like, 5 steps away from death. Alex in Maryland.
What's going on? I have both quarterbacks in two different leagues. Uncle Rico, a.k.a. Gardner Minshew, and Philip Rivers. I'm leaning Minshew in both of them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, you know, you look at the Saints defense, you know, everybody's going to sort of point to that Dallas game and show how great they were, and they were fantastic that night. But they have given up plenty of fantasy production to other quarterbacks over the course of the season. And I think Minshew at home in a game where he's probably going to have to throw a little bit, should have some success. Rivers against the Steelers, since they got Minka Fitzpatrick, their secondary has played much better, and the Chargers have a lot of offensive line woes. So I think Gardner Minshew's in a better spot.
Chris in Pittsburgh on the fan.
Hey, I got quarterback issues. I'm looking at Gardner Minshew or Kyle Allen. Who should I start?
I actually like both this week. I'll stick with Minshew just because he's been a little bit more successful, and I think they allow him to throw the ball a little bit more. You know, what we've seen with the Panthers is such a reliance, and it's hard to argue with it, but such a reliance on Christian McCaffrey. So depending on how that game goes, you know, if the Panthers, if the Bucs offense shows up and they get into a little bit of a shootout, then Kyle Allen might end up being better, but I just feel a little bit more comfortable with Minshew with the way he's been playing right now.
All right, Chris, have a good weekend. George in Oklahoma, three more.
Yeah, I have to start another receiver, and I have Terry McLaurin, Michael Gallup, and Larry Fitzgerald.
Wow, that's three great ones. You know, I wish you could play all three of them, but I'd go with Fitzgerald. I think that's going to be one of the better games this weekend between the Cardinals and the Falcons. Falcons defense has just been abysmal. You know, you saw again last week what Will Fuller did the week before. It was the Titans receivers of all teams, you know, putting up three touchdowns between A.J. Brown and Corey Davis. And, you know, Fitzgerald has been held out of the end zone the last 2 weeks. But I think Kyler Murray goes off, and I think it's a big week for Fitzgerald.
Two more. Johnny in the Steel City.
Hey, Tommy, are we starting Devlin Hodges week six or what?
I hope not. I mean, if you're stuck, then that's certainly an option you could turn to. But I actually think if you could look on your waiver wire, see if maybe Case Keenum's out there. You know, he's going to start for Washington against Miami. And, you know, we've seen every quarterback have success against the Dolphins. And you go back to the first 3 weeks of the season, you know, Keenum had seven touchdowns in those first three games. So maybe he picks that back up with Bill Callahan now calling plays. So I'd probably take a shot and see if he's out there. But if Hodges is your only option, you know, he'll probably be a little bit successful, but, you know, probably not to the level that you would hope that a Steelers quarterback would be.
He'll be running for his life. Who are you kidding? Jay in Mississippi.
Hey, Jamie, for real.
Hey.
I'm in the standard league, man. We got five bench spots, so I got to pick up a kicker in defense. Which of these two out of the five would you drop? Tevin Coleman, David Montgomery, A.J. Green, Mike Williams, or Kyler Murray? My other quarterback is Carson Wentz.
Whew. Mike Williams is the first one. It's tough to drop the other guys. I guess probably drop Kyler. Although, you know, if those are the only two quarterbacks you have, I like Kyler Murray much better than Carson Wentz this week, just with his matchup against the Falcons comparatively to Wentz against the Vikings. So if you just need one for this week, you know, maybe you drop Wentz, and the schedule is about to get really tough for Philly, and so maybe you get him back next week. But Williams is the easy one, and I probably would just switch the quarterbacks and drop Wentz.
All right, there you go, Jay. Have a great weekend. Jamie, awesome stuff. Enjoy the games on Sunday. Always a pleasure having you on the bench. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Have a killer weekend.
You too, my friend. Go Gators.
There he is. Screw you, Jamie. Jamie Eisenberg. Check him out on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on Eye on Fantasy.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Seriously, how awful is this Colorado team? Are you watching the disaster? Like, A, the guy in the end zone, did you see him, like, the ball right in front of his face, and it popped up in the air right in front of his face, and he just was paralyzed. He couldn't.
This kid 44 is getting the business right now, too.
What did he get? What did he get the business
Mel
for?
Tucker,
oh, because he's the one with the face mask?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Came over and gave him the business. Honestly, like, they were so in this game. It's a 14-point game. They're down inside the 10 or wherever they were just there.
First and goal for the five.
And I mean, honestly, like, get it in. Get up to a one-score game.
And now the game's over.
Watch, Oregon's going to come down the field now before the half. There's less than a minute left in the half. They're going to blow down
the
field.
There's
the
bomb
right here.
Wide
Boom.
Open.
Look at this.
They're scoring.
A 14-point swing because that kid couldn't catch the ball in the end zone that led to a pick.
It popped up right in front of his face, and he just was paralyzed by it. He was so
It hit him in the hands like three times, and then he popped it back up in the air, and the guy picked it off. Like, what are you doing?
He looked like a fullback with bad fingers, right? Like, he just had the bad hands. He had the Max Talbot going.
What a hack.
What was that? And then you saw the coach light up the guy with the face mask.
44 got the business on the sideline. Your boy Mel Tucker gave him the business.
Is he going to come? Is he done playing for the night, 44?
He might be.
Now they're just getting rolled by Oregon.
You had a chance to go into the locker room 17-10. Instead, you're going to be down 24-3.
Yeah, it's literally over. This game is now officially over.
What was the line on this game?
Like 20.
They'll cover it easy now. Look at this.
Yeah, cover it. They'll beat them. It looks like they're on their way to, I would think, 50-6.
They'll double cover it. They'll go four. They'll win by 40. They'll double the spread.
Double it. Miami beat Virginia. Here's the thing. Virginia's ranked 20th. That's all you need to know about how ridiculous and terrible the rankings are in college athletics, frankly, or even these power rankings in the NFL and NHL and NBA that they do. Are those the silliest things you've ever seen in your life? The weekly, they just evaluate every, team and give you a power ranking. How pathetic are those things? Seriously. Like, if you're ranked, how are you ranked 20th? Meanwhile, your quarterback can't complete a pass. I mean, honestly, like, did you watch that kid play tonight? He was so terrible. I thought he was 25 of 42 for 252, but you saw him, didn't you? Like, make just one mistake after the next and bad throws, terrible throws, terrible decisions.
Awful.
Did you see it? Like, am I making this stuff up?
Like, he'll make one good play, but then just...
Five bad ones.
Yeah, it's just, you can't have it.
Anyway, all my college plays are up and pros for Saturday and Sunday. You'll get all the hockey, baseball, UFC card this weekend. I think there's a fight night tomorrow night. Notice how when Mafia's not here, we don't care about it. I just wanted to say that. I mean, there's absolutely zero conversation.
I mean,
about
if there was like something actually happening, like who's even fighting tomorrow? Like every week, it's just there's another card that is so,
it's so painful.
Cares. It's just like seriously,
they just they're like hookers. They're everywhere.
Like I get it. Like
they have a fight every week. They have a card every single week of the year.
Like I get it. You know, they had to do what they're doing.
I don't get it.
They have this, billion-dollar deal with ESPN now, and they're on every single week, and they're just... But, like, for the casual fan, like, it's just way too much oversaturation.
Like, I know these fight fans. I know these guys that are obsessed with it.
Do they want to watch it every week?
That's all they do.
It's crazy.
Literally, I know guys that their entire life, that's all they do. Like, these guys are in their, late 20s, early 30s. They're not married.
That's all they're doing is watching fights every Saturday night. Some are on pay-per-view. Some are free. Some are on Plus.
They hook up. They get together. They get their booze. They get their drugs. They get everything lined up. They got the poker game going, and then they got the UFC card going and the prelims. And they sit there for 8 hours playing poker and drinking and doing drugs and watching that UFC. That's all they do. Literally, that's all they do. And none of them get any leg.
Not surprised.
Well, they go over to the, Sausage Festival poker tournament, watching the fights all night. That's what it is. It's like, I'm going to hang out with my six buddies again every week. And you wonder why your buddies are happier than you.
Just showed it again. I still can't believe that guy didn't catch that ball in the end.
I can't. I couldn't even believe it. When I saw the play, I was like, what's this guy doing, man? It's right in front of your face. And he just, it was like he was on acid or something. He just couldn't see the ball in front of his face. It was right in front of his head. All he had to do was grab it. And he just couldn't. He was such a fumble finger, wasn't he?
That was awful.
Anyway, all my picks are up. Go get them. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up. You'll love it. Hide the money from your wife. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L. So there you go. So Miami won 17-9, and then Colorado State's going to beat New Mexico. They're up 35-21 on the road in Albuquerque. Meanwhile, they're horrible. They're 1-5. When you lose to a 1-5 team, you know your program is finished. You need to fire Bob Davey and just get it over with. When you can't beat Colorado State at home, and they're 1-5 coming into your building, and you're 2-3, and you can't beat them, and they kick your ass, you got to fire the coach. It's
and you
over.
Have a kid in the first half who is going in for a walk-in touchdown. Walk-in touchdown. He had everybody clear by 20.
And he fumbled
yards,
the ball.
And he started to get into the, cutting the mustard mode, 5-yard line. And he remember the old DeSean Jackson dropping the ball before the goal line?
He did it.
Kid did it on New Mexico tonight. He got to about the 2, started to celebrate. Let the ball go out of his hands, never crossed the goal line. Colorado State
God.
Ball.
Did that kid, what did he do after the game?
Oh, who knows?
His girlfriend slept with his best friend.
What's Davey going to do to him? I mean, honestly.
No one respects Davey anymore.
Exactly.
So no one listens to him. And then
that
Oregon,
should just get you automatically cut off the team.
I think it should.
Just cut. Like, you just, dude, go home.
What are you doing?
Go home.
You've ruined it for all of us. With
here's
that.
Here's a Greyhound ticket. Like, we'll see you back.
What
and,
a
you know.
Bonehead play that is. How do you fumble going into the end zone from the 2-yard line all alone, going in for a touchdown? You drop the ball. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Don't you cross the goal line and make it a emphatic, like get over the goal
cross line? Cross the goal line and then get your 15-yard celebration penalty.
You're not like even allowed.
You,
yeah,
wait
you're
till
not
you
even
cross
allowed.
The goal line before you get
You're
it.
Not even allowed to celebrate in college football anymore. At all. You know, these State Farm commercials with Aaron Rodgers,
the
they're just not working
thing.
Anymore. They
I
got
thought
they,
the same
they,
thing.
Someone's telling
I'm looking
them.
Up at the screen. I'm going, another one,
it's
man. Like,
end.
When is this going to stop? Like,
they but
enough.
Someone's telling them that they're great.
And it's, they have this same dude in them with them now. Like, who is that guy? He's so painful.
The fake agent?
Yeah, like, what is he doing?
It's so bad. And then I can't even believe that Aaron Rodgers, like, keeps doing it. And it gets further along into humiliation. Did you see the one he was just in?
He's
wearing, like, some uniform for some State Farm football team. It's really embarrassing.
It's not the worst commercial that I mean, the,
it
the,
is.
The Rudy one is the worst commercial I've seen.
The Rudy year. One is the worst
that
commercial
is the
ever.
The absolute biggest sellout. Just horrible
Jeez.
Thing that I've ever seen in my life. Watching Sean Astin run out of the tunnel with the chicken out with the Mr. Sanders outfit, Colonel Sanders outfit on. I mean, you got to be kidding me here. Like
yeah. He ruined.
That really,
he ruined.
Especially being a Notre Dame fan and how much I care about the Rudy story. And, and it was such a great movie.
And he ruined it.
I almost don't ever want to watch Rudy again after watching Astin throw the Colonel Sanders outfit on and do that commercial. I just...
Didn't he work in the steel mill?
Yeah. The whole family did.
Right. And then he made it. Such a great movie.
It is. But now every time I watch Rudy, I'm going to think of that stupid chicken commercial.
Oh, and he's so fat now and old. And just so... It's so embarrassing to see him running out on the field and he weighs like 270. And he's so fat. And old. Honestly. You know, I'm old, but I'm in phenomenal shape. I'll play basketball tomorrow for 2.5 hours straight, and I'll score 1,000 points. I'm unstoppable. Scoring. I'm like George Gervin. I'm literally, honest, I'm like ISO Joe. Just give me the pill, Skipper. Watch what happens. I can hit from anywhere. I mean, I'm dagger threes from 25 feet. Dagger. I'm hitting them everywhere. And I'm an old man. I'm lighting up kids like bongs. I am. I'm not kidding. And then I watched Sean Astin run out on the field, and he literally looks like he's going to explode. He's so fat. I mean, have you seen it? It's so embarrassing. It's the worst thing I've ever
speaking
seen.
Speaking of...
We have to start calling out this stuff. It's got to stop.
Speaking of Notre Dame...
What?
Do you think that the Yammer is going to come on here... next segment and try to sell us that USC is going to go into South Bend tomorrow and beat the Irish? What do you think?
I think the Yammer is going to try to pull it off with Slovis.
I love the Yammer. And we got a lot of great Pac-12 games tomorrow that he's going to talk about.
He's going to talk about Oregon tonight.
That too. But do you think he's going to try to find Slide a way for the Trojans to show up at South Bend tomorrow and beat the Irish?
I'm just glad that Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush are on the Fox set to promote it. You know, give USC some juice. And then isn't Brady Quinn there for the Irish?
Brady's there. Brady's really good.
He's good on TV.
Yes.
Well, we would have liked him even if he was, even if he wasn't, we would say he is
I
because
love Brady.
We're Notre Dame fans.
Yes, I love Brady. I didn't love that 07 Sugar Bowl, but I love Brady.
I love Notre Dame covering for me the last 2 weeks. That's what I like. Do you think, so you think that Notre Dame covers that 10 spot tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. They're wearing the Kelly green tomorrow night, too. Look out.
Uh-oh.
Wearing the green.
So they're bringing out
they
only
the... bust out the green for home games against USC. It's great.
Is that the only time they do it?
Usually, not every time, but for a lot of times they bring the green out for USC.
So when I was a kid, right, and I told you, my dad was friends with Dan Devine, so I got to go on the field to do the tunnel when they run out through the, you know, all the all the like fans and cheerleaders and who lines up out there. It's like a bunch of people. I got to do that like several times. I got to go on the field with a press pass and line up by the goalpost there. And when Notre Dame runs out on the field, I got to do that as a kid. Can you imagine being able to do that as a kid?
I
mean to tell you, when I was a little kid, right? So I was about 5'4" or something like that, right? I was small. I was like a little point guard, right? And I never grew until my junior year in high school. I grew 2 feet. Literally, I had like Ogden Slaughter, the whole deal where your knees hurt because I grew. So I grew like it was like a movie. Like I was deformed and I started growing like a Martian. But when I was a kid, I was little. I was like 5'4". So I went to Notre Dame and I'm standing out on the field and guys like Bob Golic are running past me. And the guy was like, you know, these guys were monsters. They were like 6'7", 300-pound guys. And I'm 5'4". I look like a little twerp against them. I mean, they're monsters when you stand next to them on a football field. These guys come walking out in their cleats and their shoulder pads and their, you know, shiny gold helmets. I thought it was like Adonis to me. It was like the gladiators when they came out of that tunnel. The Fighting Irish.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.